नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो विल स्टार्ट He's telling us Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's commentary on the sixth verse of Manasiksha. We will chant the verse once. This talks about the obstacle of hypocrisy and deceit. Hare Cheta Prodyat Kapata Kote Nate Barakara शरण्मुत्रे स्नात्वा दहसि कथमात्मानमपि माम् सदा त्वं गन्धर्वगिरिधरपदप्रेमविलसत् सुदाम्बुदौ स्नात्वा त्वमपि नितरां मां च सुखया। सो शिल भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज सेस Let us examine the words of this verse. The Sanskrit word are approximately means, hey you fool. Are is a very crude way of address. Chetaha is the mind. And it is for a good reason that Raghunath Das Goswami addresses his mind in such an abrupt way, because he has reached the limit at this point in his instructions to his mind. Prodyat kapata kutinati bharakara kshanmutre snatva indicates that he is saying, hey fool, what are you doing? You are bathing in an ass's urine, and not simply any kind of ass, but a great ass. Kara means ass and bharakara means a great ass. Because only from a great ass will there be enough urine to bathe in. Already Raghunath Das Goswami has given a very graphic description. Kapata means deception and kutinati means hypocrisy. We will look later at the difference between kapata and kutinati. Mutre means urine. You have bathed in that urine. The Ayurveda explains the different properties of various living entities' urine, and that of an ass is extremely burning. Urine itself is quite acidic. It's burning only. But ass ka urine ekdam jalta. Raghunath Das Goswami is ek bar, there is a once the when the English people had come here, they didn't believe that these vaidyas, traditional vaidyas, were actually bona fide. So actually unhone, there are many kinds of diagnosis. One of the ways of diagnosis is by diagnosing the urine of that person. So this Englishman, He said, I will prove that this fellow is bogus. बोलके उन्होंने क्या किया? उनका घोड़ा का यूरिन को पकड़ के वो वैद्य को दे दिया। ये मेरा यूरिन है, टेस्ट करके मुझे क्या प्रॉब्लम है। तो उसको टेस्ट करके वैद्य ने बोला, आप सफिशिएंट चना नहीं खिला रहे। ऐसा
बोला। चल गया उसको घोड़े का।
उसको पता चल गया वो घोड़ा का है। आपने घोड़ा को सफिशियंट चना नहीं खिला रहे, और थोड़ा ज्यादा चना खिलाओ ठीक हो जाएगा। एकदम शॉक हो गया। सो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज हैविंग अ डायलॉग बिटवीन द सोल एंड द माइंड, वेयर द सोल टेल्स द माइंड, माइंड हुम आर यू चीटिंग? You yourself feel the fire of remorse for having bathed in that filth. I am burning, you are burning, and we both are burning. Why are you doing this? instead of bathing in the urine of a big ass, we need Sadatvam Gandharva Giridhara Prema Vilasat Sudambodhav Snatva. We need to bathe in Ambodhav Sudha, the ocean of nectar. Vilasat, this nectar is shining. Gandharva Giridhari Giridhara Pada Prema. The nectar is prema or love for the lotus feet of the divine couple. If you always bathe in that nectar, he says to the mind, then both you and I will be happy. Raghunath Das Goswami presents before us an alternative. He says, a person will either somehow or other cheat and as a result burn inside from shame. Or if they think of Krishna, they and their mind will be joyful. So the solution for this hypocrisy that Raghunath Das Goswami is giving is what? Prayer. Hear me, prayer. He says, offer prayers, glorify the Lord and pray for cleansing of the heart and you will overcome. And if you follow the previous of always taking shelter of the association of devotees, then when those six enemies trouble you less, then there is no need for deception and hypocrisy. The deception and hypocrisy comes when you are troubled by these six, because you have to show to the world that I am holier than thou. But when the previous issue is addressed nicely by taking shelter of devotees, then there is not much need for whatever residual lust, anger, envy, greed is there, because of which we are impelled to act in a hypocritical way when we are in front of others. Offer prayers to their lordships and one can overcome. Deception and cheating is Kevareme next Maharaj is speaking. To understand exactly what deception is, we can look in Chaitanya Charitamrit Adi Leela, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami provides a definition. Ajnana tamera nama kahiye kaitava dharma artha kama moksha vancha adi sabha. Ignorance in our heart takes the form of deception. Kaitava. Ignorance is here defined as vancha, desire, for dharma, artha, kama and moksha. This is a highly radical statement, because we know that the entire Vedic culture is built on helping a person achieve dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that each of them is a deception. Why? Because it cheats you of the highest benefit. All these life goals in one way or another put us in the center. These mundane goals can be pious forms of egocentrism or disgusting, nasty, horrible forms of egocentrism, but they are all still egocentrism. Whether it is a pious form of egocentrism or a nasty form of egocentrism. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the living being is by nature a servant of God and therefore the main duty is to serve. When we forget our true nature, focusing on the body and the interests related to the body, this focus is called cheating. There is cheating in the form of the desire for dharma, the desire to be pious. There is cheating in the form of desire for moksha, liberation. There is cheating in the form of kama or lust. And there is cheating in the form of artha or wealth. The desire for moksha is the worst one. The point is that in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is defined as Satyam Param, which means the supreme truth. We cannot, preserving our inner propensity to cheat, approach the supreme truth. As long as we have the inner propensity to cheat, we cannot approach the Supreme Lord. See, we are cheating because we identify that it is an obstacle. Correct, na? We are cheating because we know that it is not good. Because if we knew it was good, then we would show it off. But as Vaishnavas, we know that it is not good. That is why we are acting, cheating, hiding, and acting in a hypocritical way. So he says that if, as long as the propensity to cheat is there, we will not approach the Supreme Lord. Because that is, because we think that, let me just hide it. But he says the best way is, why don't you pray? So, two option hai, either cheat karo, kyunki aap to samajh hi liya ki wo galat hai, wo Vaishnav circles mein it is not appreciated, it is ridiculed. So, two options is hide. Don't show that you have these problems. Second is pray. Sudam bodhav snatva. But if you hide and cheat, you will burn inside of shame and guilt. But if you pray, then the grace will flow and soothe the heart. That is what he is indicating here. So, he is telling that Krishna is defined as Satyam Param, which means the Supreme Truth. We cannot approach the Supreme Truth while preserving our inner propensity to cheat. Truth and lies are the exact opposites of each other. He is Param Satyam, and if you have a desire to cheat, how can, cheat means lie, then how can you approach the Supreme Personality of Supreme Absolute Truth? Those who say, I want to serve Krishna, but instead keep on serving themselves, are cheating. Shrestha, aap aadha ghanta late aaya. Jaldi ka kya nahi karna?
Banna chahiye na jaldi. Uske haath mein hi hai na.
Tera baaki baitho. वो करके इधर आके बैठो. Those who say, I want to serve Krishna, but instead keep on serving themselves are cheating. The opportunity that we have to serve Krishna is the most amazing and rare. But it can also lead us to the heaviest offenses, because having taken up the path of serving Krishna, we can turn into most terrible cheaters. Under the cover of serving Krishna, we serve ourselves, our own interests, our own petty desires, our ambitions. In this sense, cheating is the exact opposite of love. We can only approach Krishna if we completely eradicate our habit of hypocrisy. We must very clearly understand how the tendency of hypocrisy is situated in our hearts, how and in what various form it reigns, rules. There are many sins, such as murdering a brahmana, committing adultery, etc. These are mahapatakas. 5 or 6 great sins in accordance to Manusamhita. But in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated the worst sin is cheating. Bali Maharaj quotes Mother Earth saying, I can bear all kinds of sinners, but I cannot bear someone who is cheating. The role of the mind in cheating. So how does the mind play a role in cheating? Hypocrisy is inevitably comes to us precisely because we are covered by a mind which is constantly filled with endless desire. अगर वो काम क्रोध लोभादि इच्छा मन में नहीं है तो हिपोक्रेसी का जरूरत ही नहीं है. Because the mind is filled with all these desires, we resort to hypocrisy. Krishna himself compares these desires to a fire. He says that no matter how much a person attempts to satiate the senses, उससे ज़्यादा आप मुझे डरा रहे हैं. He says that no matter how much a person attempts to satiate the senses, these desires are never satisfied. Those who have taken up the spiritual path are also faced by these mental desires. Just because we have taken up to the spiritual path, ऐसा नहीं है कि आपको समझ लिया कि ये गलत है, तो इच्छा चला नहीं जाता है. Just because it is wrong, just because you come to know that it is wrong, that does not mean you lose taste for it. अभी टमाटर, कैप्सिकम और कैबेज और कॉलीफ्लावर ये सब अच्छा नहीं है तबीयत के लिए बोल के पता है आपका इच्छा चला गया?
ये बिल्कुल नहीं,
बिल्कुल नहीं, उसका चला गया.
टेस्ट आता वाले
वो पहले ही पसंद नहीं था वो. टमाटर चले बाकी क्या शिमला मिर्च वो बहुत.
सो बाद में वो लिस्ट बना दो. So he says, those who have taken up to the spiritual path are also faced by these mental desires. Even if such persons do not give the desires an opportunity to manifest themselves outwardly, they may be tearing the mind apart from within.
So previous verse mein jo deal kiya, cheezon ke saath, it is mostly outwardly topping.
Outward manifestation.
Hmm. Inside,
or inside also. See, one is lust, anger, envy, greed is tearing apart inside and outside. But on top of that, when you have a value system which says this is not good, these are obstacles. An advanced devotee does not have these propensities. So ये छह चीज तो हमको सता रहा है, ऑन टॉप ऑफ दैट हिपोक्रेसी, बिकॉज वी डोंट वांट टू शो टू अदर्स दैट वी आर टॉर्मेंटेड बाय दीज थिंग्स. दैट इज द बिगेस्ट
बर्निंग. If somebody comes to cheat them also, no?
They can't
understand that they are being cheated. Like Sant Tukaram, he went to sell that, you know, cart load of Vichy and people said, no, we'll come and give back. And he believed him and he gave. So just because it is not there in their heart, so that's why they cannot understand only that they have been cheated.
Yeah.
So they have so much faith and trust that, you know, because they are free from it. They think,
yeah.
Atmanne.
Those who have taken up the spiritual path are also faced by these mental desires. even if such persons do not give the desires an opportunity to manifest themselves outwardly, they may be tearing the mind apart from within. Here Raghunath Das Goswami compares the state of internal disgrace to a fire and says, what is the point? There is no need to bathe in this all-burning urine. Instead, choose to bathe in the ocean of love for Radha and Krishna and feel like you have been born again. I remember 1980s, maybe late 70s, there was a disco group. These were probably the pioneers, Boney M. Bulke, US. My father used to hear, unko acha lagta tha, Boney M. हमारा रेडियो पे ने कैसेट प्लेयर था, कैसेट्स बहुत, हमारा बोनियम का बहुत सारा कलेक्शन, कैसेट कलेक्शन था. दे यूज्ड टू सिंग सॉन्ग्स फ्रॉम द बाइबल बट इन अ वेरी कैची म्यूजिक टोन. बहुत सारा सॉन्ग्स वो बाइबल का सॉन्ग्स गाते थे वो. सो उसमें एक था, एक 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 सॉन्ग, उसका नाम था आई एम बॉर्न अगेन. ऐसा नहीं है. सो हियर ही सेज ना, हियर रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी कंपेयर्स दिस इंटरनल स्टेट, द स्टेट ऑफ इंटरनल डिसग्रेस टू अ फायर एंड सेज व्हाट इज द पॉइंट, देयर इज नो नीड टू बेद इन ऑल दिस बर्निंग यूरिन, इंस्टेड चूज टू बेद इन द ओशन ऑफ लव ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्णा and feel like you have been born again.
Completely new experience.
See, this is important to hear these things.
But aisa bolte hai na ki aisa devotee should not live in guilt. Bahut aisa sunte to guilt bahut aa jata hai, and you should be guilt free aur zyada aisa.
That is what he is also telling na. Hamara guilt free ka kya hai, थोड़ा वैल्यू सिस्टम को ये हटा के रख दो. दैट इज मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड देता है, और जो मॉडर्न पीपल है उनको सुन के हमारा डिवोटीज भी वही सोल्यूशन देते हैं. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी भी वही बोल रहे हैं, व्हाई यू वांट टू बर्न योरसेल्फ विद दिस इंटरनल डिसग्रेस ऑफ शेम, शेम एंड गिल्ट, इंस्टेड रिजॉर्ट टू प्रेयर्स बोल रहे हैं. सीक शेल्टर of the lotus feet. Oh, easy hai. That is the easiest thing to do. But usme se kuch adhyatmik pragati nahi hone wala hai.
Modern.
You don't want to burn and at the same time you want an easy solution. Are ek thoda der ke liye bhool jao ki wo galat hai. Guilty mat ho jao. Bindaas raho. नॉट वॉन्टिंग टू बी गिल्टी इज कृष्णस फॉर्मूला ऑल्सो, तथो बजेत माम प्रीता श्रद्धा लो दृढ़ निश्चय. He also says, that is natural.
Repentance,
that he does not say you should be guilty. He says he is naturally guilty. He is naturally repentant. But Krishna tells the devotee, Tato bhajeta mam prita, don't allow yourself to be consumed by that guilt, he says. Uto, repentance hai achcha hai. See, the problem is, when repentance transforms into compulsive guilt feeling, that is a problem. But repentance is very important. Repentance is very important.
इट इज नॉट प्रॉपरली बैलेंस देन इट मे लीड टू डिप्रेशन और
तो बैलेंस करो. सो बैलेंस क्या है? कृष्णा विल स्टिल एक्सेप्ट मी. कृष्णा इज टेलिंग मी गेट अप एंड वॉक टुवर्ड्स मी, आई विल एक्सेप्ट यू. अरे तू कितना बार गिरा, मैं आपको एक्सेप्ट नहीं करूंगा, वैसे नहीं बोल रहे हैं कृष्णा. कृष्णा इज वेरी क्लियर. सो देयरफॉर कृष्णा सेज, मतलब डोंट सकम टू गिल्ट. रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ऑल्सो सेज द सेम थिंग. चीट करते रहेगा तो अंदर आपको यू नो इट विल ईट यू. सो वो सेज आई विल गिव यू अ सूदिंग सोल्यूशन. टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्णा एंड ऑफर प्रेयर्स टू देम. उससे यू विल गेट सम रियल सोल्यूशन ना, बिकॉज इफ यू प्रे दे विल रेसिप्रोकेट, देन यू विल ओवरकम इट. दैट इज व्हाट ही इज टेलिंग. Yes,
bro. Also, if one doesn't feel the guilt, then his conscience will die, no? Then he will keep on doing it and his conscience will not respond also.
Yeah. Hmm.
And repentance actually, it says, somewhere in the Bhagavatam Purport, it says repentance, because the process of repentance, the modes, effect is reduced and one gets purified.
Yeah.
Correct, no?
Correct.
Fire of repentance.
Yeah, fire of repentance. Mm.
Interestingly enough, in the Manu Samhita, in the section penalties for various crimes, it is said that in Vedic times, if a person commits treachery or deceit, the punishment for Kshatriyas, the men of honor, was to bathe them in ass's urine. Manu Samhita mein diya hai, kahin pe to research karke likha hai Maharaj. As a result, all their hair would fall out and they would remain bald headed to the end of their days. Oh, abhi mujhe yaad aaya. Actually, Ganga Narayan Prabhu ka mother ne bola, if you don't want
regularly shave
nahi karna hai, to unhone bola ki horse ka dung hai na, usko leke lagayega, permanently bald nahi aayega. ऐसे बोले
हॉर्स,
बट इधर ही इज टेलिंग दैट क्षत्रियस यूज्ड टू बी बेथ्ड इन डोंकीज यूरिन.
पहले आप ट्राई करके देखो कुछ आगे से क्या आगे.
अरे एक काम कर सकते हैं, जो इसको इसको अंबुजा और क्या है
कमला,
अंबुजा और कमला का जो
है ना
यूरिन वी विल टेक
कॉस्ट कटिंग
एंड मोहन विलास प्रभु को देख के यू नो कौ यूरिन सोप बनाते हैं ना वैसा, डोंकी यूरिन सोप ओनली फॉर शेविंग.
वैसा बाल ही नहीं आ रहा,
सोप बचा है, बाल खत्म हो गया. बहुत डिफिकल्ट है वो, बाल निकल गया था उस बाद में किसी को चेंज
लगा तो सरेंडर विक का पैसा तो मेरा बाल चला गया.
इंटरेस्टिंगली इनफ इन द मनु संहिता इन द सेक्शन पेनल्टीज फॉर वेरियस क्राइम्स इट इज सेड दैट इन वैदिक टाइम्स इफ अ पर्सन कमिट्स ट्रेचरी और डिसीट द पनिशमेंट फॉर क्षत्रियस वाज टू बेथ इन एसेस यूरिन. एज अ रिजल्ट ऑल देयर हेड वुड फॉल आउट एंड दे वुड रिमेन बॉल्ड हेडेड टिल द एंड ऑफ देयर लाइफ. एवरीवन वुड नो ऑफ देयर क्राइम सेइंग Look, that's a rascal, that's a cheater.
टकलाय मतलब समझ जाएंगे.
मैं आईब्रो भी चला जाता हूँ.
In one way or another, all the disgrace or deception we have inside will sooner or later surface and become visible to everyone. Here, Raghunath Das Goswami is warning us not to cheat, exposing ourselves to ridicule by trying to secretly fulfill foolish desires that haven't made us happy anyway. We can consider what happens to those who allow themselves without even noticing it to be cheated by their minds. Raghunath Das Goswami talks about this because on the spiritual path we need to go till the end. End tak pahunchna hai humko.
Pahunchna
hai. Aisa nahi hai ki 80% of the race mein khatam kar diya. Iske baad retire ho gaya. Aisa nahi hai. We want to reach till the end. Although Krishna says that even small progress on this path can save us from the greatest fear. Svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat bolte to hai. Eventually we still want to go to the end. To do so, we will have to completely destroy the pride within that Raghunath Das Goswami speaks about in the first verse. Sadadambam hitva.
This is preliminary giving up of pride. This is pura absolute. Aap chhod nahi payenge. So that's why Raghunath Das will address it again.
Again.
So idhar aate.
Next.
First verse.
Next he talks about. So this was the role of mind in cheating. The role of mind in cheating. Because the mind is the reservoir of all the other desires. Therefore, when those desires manifest, then we try to cheat. Next, he is going to talk about pretense. It is pride that makes us pretend.
Kapatta.
Because we are constantly putting on guises, we cannot understand or see God. Guises means amko. To cover ourselves from others. We are unable to see him in the heart of other living beings. We can't see how he manifests himself outwardly. We can't hear his voice within. We cannot understand how he speaks to us through the mouth of our spiritual master. It is very difficult for us to actually recognize Krishna. Although God is everywhere and there is nothing easier than seeing Him, we cannot because pride does not allow us to do. In the Ramayana, there is a remarkable episode when Sugriva sends Hanuman to find out who Ram is. Ram and Lakshman appeared near Mount Rishyamukha, where Sugriva with his retinue were hiding with a handful of monkeys who had remained faithful to him. For fear of his brother Vali, he was hiding there. When Sugriva saw Ram, he was terribly scared, saying, "Who is that? It must be someone sent by Vali to kill me." He said to Hanuman, "Go and find out who it is. You are smart. Take on a guise and pretend to be a Brahmana." Hanuman disguised himself as a Brahmana with mala in hand and appeared before Ram and asked, "Who are you? Why are you here?" Ram told Lakshman, "A good man has come to us. So please explain to him who we are." Lakshman explained to Hanuman, "This is Ram, the son of King Dasharath. Due to some misunderstanding, he was exiled to the forest. And I am with him because I am his eternal servant." Hanuman slapped his forehead in consternation because since early childhood, he had been chanting the name of Ram. Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He asked Lord Ramachandra, "Ram, is it you, my lord? I have been worshipping you since childhood, always chanting your holy name. You have appeared before me directly. So please tell me why I did not recognize you. Main aapko kyun nahi jaan paya?"
Well, by naam aur roop is also revealed.
"I have been chanting your name since childhood."
Maybe he came in a disguise, that's why.
Yeah, that's what he's telling.
I did not reveal myself.
The Lord replied, "How could you have recognized me? Look at the disguise you have on. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. You have come to me in a false disguise, pretending to be someone else. So how could you have recognized me?" That is a very important lesson for all of us. As long as we pretend to be someone else, we won't be able to recognize Krishna, even if he is standing right in front of us. See, this is, that is why, you know, it is important. This is not written to make us feel guilty, but the thing is, if we hear about it, then at least we will start planning about how to little by little start implementing it. Because it is actually quite, as Sachinandan Maharaj writes, he says, I will read again because it is, now at the very outset, I will be extremely blunt. As we follow Raghunath Das Goswami, you will see some open wounds in your heart and mind into which the words of Raghunath Das Goswami will go. It will not be easy. You will have to be very honest because he presents a deep psychological analysis of the obstacles we face on our path. And it will be embarrassing. However, I can encourage you because at the end of going through Manasiksha, you will have love of Godhead in your heart. So it is difficult and ek to ek tappad jaisa hai, but at least padenge, kuch discuss karenge, to kabhi to we will plan within our heart. Theek hai, I am struggling, but I should do something, you know, and what to do also it is mentioned. That is a very important lesson for all of us. As long as we pretend to be someone else, we won't be able to recognize Krishna even if he is standing right in front of us. Accordingly, Raghunath Das Goswami is urging us to give up cheating. He says that if you want to cheat Krishna, then Krishna will necessarily have to cheat you and deprive you of the opportunity to see and recognize him. Giving up cheating is a vital stage in spiritual life, the nature of which we must clearly understand. This stage is called Anarthanavritti. Initially in spiritual life, we are extremely enthusiastic, feeling that this is exactly what we need. Especially if we came to Krishna consciousness after having suffered or after having been disillusioned in material life. We think that the beginning attraction and ecstasy will last forever. At some point, this ecstasy is over. And we are faced with our gross and subtle anarthas, preventing us from truly seeing or feeling God. Raghunath Das Goswami is urging us to watch our motives in order to eliminate our anarthas. Same point that he mentioned. Watch our motives to eliminate our anarthas means watch our outlook of life. What is my outlook? So if the outlook is rectified, then automatically the particular desires will automatically get rectified.
जीवन को देखने का नजरिया, देखने
का दृष्टिकोण।
जैसे आप बोलते हैं दास दास दासन दास।
In a number of lectures, Srila Prabhupada very easily defines anarthanavritti. He says, "You have stopped smoking. That is already one anartha less." These cigarettes are definitely an anartha. There is nothing of value in them. You have given up meat eating. Another anartha less. You have removed the desire for gross sex. And you have given up gambling. Two more anarthas gone. In the beginning, on the gross level, we are getting purified. Gradually, as the process of cleansing our mind goes on, new anarthas become obvious to us in the form of false motives and deception. अरे पहले ये नहीं था, ऐसा नहीं है कि नहीं था, पहले you could not notice it.
बाकी बड़े बड़े लोग थे.
जैसे अनर्थ निवृत्ति में यू हैव उत्साहमयी गण तरल व्यूड विकल्प एंड देन फोर्थ स्टेज इज विषय संग्रह. अरे पहला तीन स्टेज में विषय संग्रह नहीं था क्या? नहीं था विषय संग्रह, नहीं था
विषयों के साथ,
बट विषय भोग था.
विषय संग्रह,
सो विषय संग्रह मीन्स where you have identified it's an obstacle and you are trying to fight it. So till we reach that stage, we were not fighting it because we were not even noticing it as an obstacle.
We just flowing with it.
We are just flowing with it. So sangharsh kab hai? Tab aap wo river ka jo flowing direction ka opposite aap swim karna chahte hain. वही डायरेक्शन में आप स्विम करेंगे, आपको स्विम करने के लिए भी जरूरत नहीं है, सीधा फ्लोट करते रहेंगे तो अपने आप रिवर लेके जाएगा आपको जिधर जाइए. सो ही सेज इन द बिगिनिंग ऑन द ग्रास लेवल वी आर गेटिंग प्यूरिफाइड. Gradually, as the process of cleansing our mind goes on, new anarthas become obvious to us in the form of false motives and deception. The desire for recognition and honor is a most dangerous anartha because we begin seeking satisfaction of this anartha in the society of devotees. As long as we are respected, we think that we do not care whether we are respected or not. As long as we are respected, we think that people अगर respect दे रहे हैं कि नहीं दे रहे हैं मुझे कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता. But as soon as someone passes by without greeting us, a storm rises in our mind. Who is he anyway? He is a junior devotee. Why didn't he say hello to me? Who does he think he is? He has got nothing but anarthas. For he has no respect for the devotees. This subtle desire for recognition, in essence, is the same as the most subtle desire for sex. We want to be recognized and respected, so that in one way or another, we are put in the center. Another very important point we must understand is that sometimes the anarthas come in a very subtle way. That is what deception is about. Sometimes our material attachments disguise themselves so well, it is impossible to recognize them. They may come in the form of some noble ideas or in the form of austerities in our service. For example, sometimes when we chant the holy name, we get distracted by some great revelation, and before we know it is this revelation, and before we know it, this revelation has already distracted us from Krishna. Kya jabardast idea aa gaya, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, like that.
Chhe saat mala gaya.
Therefore, we must understand that all these anarthas or material attachments that we face in the process of cleansing the heart will take very perverted forms. Arjuna's attachments came to him in the form of compassion and love for his spiritual master, which Arjuna thought was very noble.